You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WAFU.
Connected.
Good morning.
CMN Network.
It is a good morning. Welcome back. How was the conference? Well, we conferred, but not pretty good as usual. There's a lot of sessions, if you will. You know, it's broken up into, like 45, 50-minute sessions. And, there were some that were just a eye roll or a groan or whatever, It's like not interesting. But there were a few that were good and had some good information. But really, it's about the networking. That's the part that really makes it. It was 100. Thumbs up. Well, good. Yeah, I was going to say the conferences are really more about Russian elbows with people you don't normally run into. Yeah, I got a whole network of people that I deal with quite regularly, but it's always through email or telephone call or, in a few cases we'll do a Zoom or something like that, but it's just nice to actually sit down with them, and then sit down with them over dinner or sit down with them over a beer, and then you can kind of BS, and it's just so much different, The virtual relationship is great in a lot of respects, but it really lacks the handshake, over a burger kind of rapport that you get. We got a couple of things. I got a couple of projects that I was involved, that people that were there needed to be involved in, and we sat and talked about them, and I made big inroads on those, so that was great. So, it's always good like that. There were other wins at the conference that were networking involved. Wally went, right? So it was Wally and a couple others from my end.
Good morning, fellas. KEWOJ.
Yeah, that burger and beer definitely strengthened the virtual relationship. A lot of my guys are out of state. I got my one main dude's in Chicago. The other one that I just started partnering with, he's in Ohio. So I don't see them a whole lot. They're not far, but when they're in town, it is nice to grab them and, grab lunch or dinner or whatever the hell. And it just makes those brief, informal texts or phone calls more organic. But it's like, hey, I need this real quick versus having to be all proper and whatnot. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Dakota, good to hear you. I haven't heard you on the radio in a week, I think. I'm starting to think something happened to you. But anyway, good to hear you out there. Hope you guys are having a good morning. I'm just got in from feeding the cat and watching a YouTube video about making some chum for fishing. I got to try this stuff. Looks pretty good. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, morning, Rick. Long time no talk. Yeah, he drove with me yesterday on the way home for quite a spell there. We were talking everything from tires and batteries and cars to God knows what else. Me crabbing about the roads being slippery. Yeah, Muskegon's nice. I like Muskegon. It's not that bad. 3 hours. Home before you know it. But, yeah, so real good. I debated on coming in today, but I noticed I had a couple of people off, so I said, yeah, I got to go in. Plus, you could tidy up any weak stuff that I need to, didn't get to get to. Dakota, I'm curious, how the little repeater's working out. I know you said something about being sick last week, Doc. I'm sure you're over it now, but have you had a chance to try it? Any issues, observations, et cetera? Yeah, Rick, I've been laid out pretty much. I took Monday off, worked from home Tuesday. Felt Wednesday a little bit better yesterday, and I think I'm at the tail end here today. Now I got this annoying congestion in my lungs, and I'm coughing up some gross stuff, but I think I'll be all right. And Sean's thing works damn good. My biggest issue is I can't cool that transmitter. I put two, I think they're either 80 or 120 millimeter, what are they, audio-video cabinet fans blowing on the heatsink. And the radio was still getting so hot that it was actually cutting out on the transmit. Because Phil was listening to it, and he's like, you know, the radio's cutting on. I'm like, no way. So I turned on my AC, and yeah, after a certain point, you can boil an egg on a thing, and even with fans cranking on it, and it's sitting by itself elevated, I can't cool the damn thing. All right, well, I don't think I've ever used a pair of those in a repeater function, and those might be set to high power. That's definitely a no-no, so we might have to, you know, they might be at like 25 watts. We may have to drop those down to like 5 watts. And that is always a given, and I don't remember doing that. That might have been something I forgot. So we may have to get that throttle back. And you'd be amazed what, 5 watts will do. It'll be enough, but that may be the only solution. The other option is look for a pair of CDMs and see if Anthony's got a pair. Last I heard, he had some CDMs, 1550s or something like that. Pair of those, but still you got to run the power down. And I think that's going to be our problem right there. If you want to bring the thing with you one day where we can, you know, real quick get it on the bench, you know, my problem is, you know, of course, my problem over there, you know, getting it on the bench, but or just give me the transmitter, but I could get it detuned to, like, I'll look at the rated power and get it tuned down, but I think your CDM upgrade is plug and play. You just got to get them programmed, of course, so I'll dig around and see what I can find, but I don't think I have any CDMs handy. And they're not going to be, don't say, oh boy, that's what I need to fix this. They suffer the same issue. You got to throttle them back and put fans on them. Leaving some space for Rick there. Yeah, I told Anthony, I was like, let me know if you come across any UHF motos, because you said, I think you said, all the interfaces are the same. So it would be a swap. So he's got his eyes out for one of those. I was going to add more fans, but I'm like, okay, then it's going to sound like a tornado in here. It's right on my desk, so I don't want to do that. But, yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. I'm thinking it might be on high power. I mean, it gets hot. Like, I know radios get warm, but this thing gets cooking hot. So that's why I'm assuming it's set to 40 watts, which I'm sure is the issue. 5 watts on those things will be more than sufficient for what the purpose of them is. Look, we tested with the node, and I'm actually right where that note drops out on 53, and that was half a watt, so I think it'll be fine. But if I just need to order a programming cable and I can download the software, I mean, you tell me whatever's easiest, but worst-case scenario, yeah, I can get you the transmitter.
Well, I think I got it. Yep. Well, Dakota, sounds like you're on the mend. That's a good thing, and I was curious, the same thing. I heard you guys talking about that little repeater thing last week, so I was curious how it was doing. So, you guys go on ahead there. I always like learning something on the FBI. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, all right, Rick. We'll wrap this up real quick. Yeah, Dakota, the cable's pretty easy. In fact, I could get you that software. No problem. The only problem you'll have with the software is finding an old enough computer to run it on, but I've run it on, I think I've run it out of Windows 10, so should be too hard. But, yeah, in the cable, let me look that up. I think it's pretty simple. So that might be, the better. And it's going to be the same, no, it won't, or will it? I'm trying to think. I think it might be the same cable for that one and a CDM and all that. So I think you can get the cable for $10 or something like that, up under $20, I think, off the internet. So, but yeah, we got to get that power down. I'm absolutely certain that's what it is. So we'll do that and get some fans on it. I should have thought of that. I was in kind of a hurry to get it all up and running. I didn't. So I apologize. Oh man, just making a fiasco out of this this for you. I'll think of other options today as well. But, okay, enough on that. We'll get that resolved and we'll figure out how to get you cruising forward. Again, it's no big deal at all. I just wanted you to know that's why it's not linked and on the air right now, because it was just getting too hot and I didn't want to cook that radio just because, I figured if it was thermal throttling itself, it was definitely getting too hot and I was just going to power it down. So I pulled it off the air and unlinked it. Everything works, so we know that. We got that going for us. The only thing we got to figure out is either setting that power or better cooling solution. So, but, yeah, that's it on that. I just wanted to give you a little update. Appreciate you asking and appreciate you helping.
Now, don't change the subject on my account here, because I enjoy the heck out of listening to you guys talking over this stuff. I learn a lot. And, Sean, yesterday you mentioned you'd built some notes. And I'm curious, did you use a Pi hat, radio hat, or did you do the stripped-down bowfang thing in an enclosure? I'm kind of curious. That's the only two ways I know of to do it. T-E-A-W-O-J. Sean.
Yeah, I actually invented the stripped-down bowfang hat thing. If you go to my old call, wxadl.blogspot.com, or if you just search my call sign, it'll be one of the first hits in Google, and you'll see I had a blog spot, a place where I had a pocket node for All-Star, and it shows, there's some outdated links on it and things like that I'd have to update, but in this day and age, now that you can buy a hat and all that stuff, I just tell people it ain't worth your trouble, just do that. But if you want to see the evolution of it, and it does help you understand the pieces, parts a little bit, find that wxadl.blogspot.com and look up my primer on building your own node. Basically, an All-Star node is some sort of a computer, some sort of a USB-based audio sound device, and some sort of radio. That's basically the three parts. So computers, USB sound device, and a radio. And one, of course, the software. So, and there were limitations to what computers you could use for a while and all that good stuff. But anywho, if you like to get under the hood and look at the way the sausage is made, that kind of is not a bad place to start.
Speaking of nodes, man, I gave up on the Debian box. I don't know why I was struggling so bad with that. I mean, I had everything on there, but just stupid little things I couldn't get to work. And I don't know if it was because it was my first go at ASL or what, but I gave up and I imaged a Pi, and within, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, the thing was on air and working like it should. So that's my two cents. If you're going to do any of that, just grab a Raspberry Pi. It's just easy.
That's what I was going to do. I got a Raspberry Pi 5 with 16 gig of memory and all the goodies, the case and coolers and fans and all this other stuff and cabling. But I could not find a doggone radio hat for that thing anywhere. The places that had them were all out, and most of them said they weren't going to restock them. So I was like scratching my head. It just put a hold on it, and now I use it as a desktop because I could not find a radio hat for that Pi. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't really been digging around to see what's out there anymore. You know, the only guy I knew that sold hats was Kit for Hams guy, the Sherry guy. You could buy, I think you could buy just the hat. I know you could get a kit from them where you get the pie and the hat together, and then you just got to swap it all together. I don't know if you could just buy the hat from them. But he has another device that plugs in. It's not quite a hat. It's just, I think, the original Sherry plugs in to a port on your pie. Yeah, if there's a hat out there, I don't know who. I'm surprised the Chinese aren't making one now, you know, like they did with the open spots. But, yeah, it's a shame. And you know, what's really a shame, and Dakota mentioned this last week when we were talking, that little Pi Zero form factor hat that he sold, he doesn't do anymore, you know, and, you know, that's what he made the Pi Zero out of. And, man, I wish somebody would make a Pi Zero form factor all-star node like that. But, you know, why not us? You know, it's like there's a need. So, got to find that guy that's good. Got to get a hold of Davian. Say, Davian, make this, make these. He'll have it in like half an hour.
I've built 3 or 4 Shari kits, and I usually just get the hat with the 8184 pre-soldered. And then it comes with a case of your choosing, and I always do the Unistorm case because it's got the most ventilation, and I always fix a fan on it. But yeah, that would be my recommendation. It's like $110, I think. It comes with everything you need. You got to do a little bit of soldering and assembly, or you can pay them to do it. But it's, I don't know, it's not hard work. And that would be my recommendation. You got to get on kind of a wait list because they're usually backlogged. But if you shoot them an email, they send you a little form, you fill it out, and then you pay, and you're done.
Yeah, I figured there's got to be a hat thread somewhere because they're still putting out FLIR nodes, and that's basically a Raspberry Pi with a radio hat on it. So I keep looking around, but I just can't find it. Anybody that's got them or plans on restocking them. So for the time being, I'm just using it for a desktop. anyway, it's kind of fun stuff. And I sure enjoy hearing you guys talk about this. I learn a lot on it, too. Sean, go ahead. 88WOJ.
Yep. No problem. It's part of the fun of it all, right? But, yeah, go to Kits for Hams, and I think it's a 4. Dakota can correct me. You know, Kits, number 4, Hams. But we'll try it both ways. And I think that's the Sherry guy. And he'll be able to look at his products. What do we got going on here? That's blue flashers, red and blue flashers on both sides of the road. Rose spec, north of 16 Mile Road. Better pay attention here for a second. Do I got that, what the hell? Do I got that right, Dakota?
It's been a while since I looked, but that sounds right. You just Google Shari Pi Hat, it'll be one of the first results. It's kind of a tinted website, nothing fancy. If you don't order from the website, you got to email them. Yeah, I think it is, Sean. It's like kids4hams@gmail.com. I'm almost positive.
Back to mobile. Yeah, it is Kits 4, number 4, Ham. I've been there a few times, and then I kind of thought maybe I could get a hat there, too, but I think, like Dakota said, you got to get the kit kind of thing, which I might end up doing. Mobile, go ahead and then pass it over to Sean.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, name's Jerry. And good morning, Sean and Dakota. They just headed home. Probably one or two of my last days of being able to leave at 7. So, got to do this overtime insanity starting next week for about 30 days, probably more. Sean?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Well, you know, knocking it out, man. Run it up. Get ready for that retirement. So, got to be getting just counting the days, right? I'm kind of sort of similar. I mean, I got no plans to retire, but it should be. I mean, I do and I don't. I'm right there, you know. I'm right there where it's like, you know, this is gonna be happening. It's just a matter of when. I like what I do. I like who I do it for, and there ain't nothing stopping me, you know. I don't absolutely dread waking up every morning. You know, when that starts, I'll say, yeah, maybe it's time to hang up my spurs. Dakota?
Good morning, Jerry. Yeah, that's a conversation I don't have any business giving an opinion on, because I don't even know if I'll ever be able to.
Yeah, I was kind of forced into it medically there. I had to quit working long before I could draw. It was tough times there, but... you know, after, and the first year is great, you know, when you're not working anymore, and the second year you're kind of like, yeah, well, but by the third year I'm like, man, I wish I could work again. I know that sounds funny, but feeling productive and producing things is kind of important, at least it was to me. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, okay, yeah, well, we got a guy in the department that's retiring, and I don't know, I don't think he's thinking. I think it's too clear. He's got like 33 years, so he's got enough time to leave. He got a job with GM out at the Proving Grounds, but he lives in I can't remember what city. It starts with an O. It's down on 23, right north, just north of the Ohio border. And so he's going to drive from there to Brighton or wherever the Proving Grounds is. I think four times a week or something. I don't know. All I know is he's going to burn through cars. John?
Yeah, I guess so. But that's been, I've been lucky. I really haven't, I've had a car via work, service vehicle. You know, now I actually have an assigned vehicle since about 92, 3, something like that. And, I don't know, somewhere in the 90s. So I don't even know what it's like, you know, for that. And it's a hell of a perk, you know. I don't make the big bucks, you know, doing what I do. But with my pension and that and everything like that, it makes for a pretty good, you know, pretty good living. So... But I was not crying. I think the worst I had to do before I worked here, I think the worst I had to do is I had to go from Warren to Livonia, and it was almost, you know, the west side of Livonia, south of the freeway. So, you know, it wasn't like it was close Livonia, it was far Livonia, you know, so, and you had to go across the city, and there's no easy way to do it. You know, Davison was probably the best way, the most direct way. But Davison is Davison, you know, and, my commuting has been pretty mundane and pretty straightforward. Dakota, W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
The worst commuting I had to do, I was fortunate to get a company car and then eventually started working from home. But for 8 months, I was driving from Armada to Wixom, kind of getting an MST off the ground until we were off the ground, and then I was able to work from home. But that was nothing short of hell, especially with the 96, 96, and 94 construction that was going on. But I did have a company car. That was nice. It is an undervalued perk. I mean, that's probably, if I could go to any job and ask for anything, it would definitely be a company car. And I tried negotiating that at this one, but there's really no reason for me to have one. I drive from my house to the office, and very, very rarely do I have to go to any of my other locations because they're kind of set and forget. The company cars are really nice because I'm driving. This is not a terrible commute. It's frustrating at times. Like yesterday took me 49 minutes to get home. But I'm driving 29 miles each way, so it's not killing cars, but, you know, definitely pounded miles.
Yeah, the longest drive I ever had was Lapeer to Toronto, Brampton, just outside by the airport there. Every 2 weeks, we were on the road installing robotic door lines over there. And the only nice thing was that we got paid for the drive, and it was through some nice country. I always liked being in Ontario. it was a long one, that's for sure. Sunday night, it took a couple hours, I think, to get there. And then 2 weeks later, the Friday night, you get to drive home, and then you got to stop at the office and drop off your expenses and, you know, all the other good stuff. So you get Saturday and Sunday, but you end up sleeping most of the day Saturday, so at least Sunday, but Sunday night you got to head back. So it wore you out real quick. We were working, I was working 104 hours a week on that job. So the overtime was good. Jerry, go ahead.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I headed out that way in 24. I went to my sister's in Welland so I could watch the eclipse. And there was sure a lot of windmills and stuff on the drive down there. Windmill insanity. And I seen some more of that coming back. I came back 23. I had to drop off in Fowlerville to another ham. I wanted to drop some stuff off with him. And went up to General Jim's surplus. I bought some Army stuff up there in Clare. And seen a bunch of those windmill generating insanities on the way back on 23. I'm going to get gas here. Go ahead, Sean. KGA, gate shut.
Sean must be getting coffee. Was it my turn?
He's at Starbucks.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was talking with the barista, getting my coffee. So, but now I've left the window. So commutes. Now, I don't know, Rick. It doesn't really count when it's drive time. You're getting paid for it. That's actually on the work. I did that for a while. I was like Tom. I was, traveling service guy. And I didn't get anywhere near the amount of miles he gets, but it was all paid, you know. So, heck, I'll do that. But it's that commute part. That's all on you. That's your expense. You got it's your time. It's your car, your gas, your wear and tear. So that's the one that gets kind of silly. I've heard of people having 2 hour commutes and stuff like that. Ugh. That's where I guess you load up the car with the ham radio gear and play a lot of radio. I think Dakota was after me unless it got boogered up with me dropping out.
No, we got the rotation, but I am at the office, so I'm going to drop out of that rotation and I'll probably catch you guys this afternoon, hopefully. I'm going to try to skate a little bit early. Sean, good hearing you on. I'll talk to you this weekend, or maybe not, maybe next week. I still got to figure out an enclosure thing, too. So the file I sent you or showed you, I think I sent you a picture, but that's for a specific model. It's not going to work the way I thought it was going to. So I got to get creative. But, Rick, good talking to you. Jerry, you sound great. I don't know if you changed anything, but your audio is very clear. And, Sean, I'll catch you later at 8DBF.
Have a good one, Dakota. We'll catch up with you later. Glad you're on the mend there. And Sean, yeah, you're right. Mike, we got per diem, and mileage and, all the other stuff. I wouldn't have done it. Plus, kind of, paid for the time. Jerry, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thanks for getting gas, and thanks, Dakota, for the comment there about my mic volume. I did look into that. I went into the sub-menu, and for whatever reason,
It was set on high. And it's not a menu that's easy to get to. Sean?
Oh, man, they got the road all tore up leading into my work here. There's a back road. They're building a new, what the hell? They're building a new, I don't know if it's apartments or condos or what, but they got the road all crunched and shut down because of it. Anywho, I'm on my final approach. I'll probably be in here for one more after this. And then start my Friday. I was so close to taking off today. I thought I'm going to just, because I wasn't in the shop Monday through Thursday. I said, just take tomorrow. But, I noticed I had a couple of people called off, so I'm not going to do that. So, didn't get out of the week without a day. Dakota was destinated, so Rick.
Well, good man. I was thinking while you were saying that, I thought, well, if it was me, we were trading places, I'd want to go in just to see what happened during the week. It's that curiosity. Especially when you like your job. I know you like your job, so when you like your job, it's not really like a job. Jerry, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Sean, I was kind of curious. DX has a 5-watt in, 80 watts out VHUHF amplifier for the mobile, and I was thinking about getting it since I'm working a bunch of overtime. And I'm in a repeater dark hole downriver. I don't know. There's a lot of repeaters that there's a lot of activity, and they're pretty far away. I was wondering, wonder if that would help out, and probably help out my, my Yaesu 100, radio. Apparently, it doesn't run well on high power for long periods of time, or some of the finals go on it.
Yeah, well, anything will help, you know, and it'll let you run lower power on the radio, and yeah, if you run 50 watts long-term on Yaesu, they like to launch their finals. And I, at first when it was happening, I thought, you know, well, maybe just, you know, poor operating practice or they had some other problem or something. But I just seen too many Yaesus with launched 50-watt Yaesus with launched finals. I got a lot of Yaesus. I love them, but I don't ever run them at 50. Maybe just for a couple of transmissions to say, you know what, I'm not making it. I'm going to clear out. And then, oh, you were good on that one. Yeah, I bumped it up to 50. I ain't running it there. What I do generally do is I like to go in and adjust my medium power to, like, you know, make sure that, you know, if that's like 15, I'll run that up to like 30 or something, or 25 or 30, and then I don't ever run high unless, you know, just to, you know, I'm having a problem just to clear out or make my final contact or something. But you do that, you'll solve some of that. And you know, the only bear is all the extra cabling, right? You know, you do that, and then you got, power cables to consider and RF interconnect cables and all that good stuff. So there is that. All right. Anyhow, I'm going to get out of here. I'm parked, and it's time for me to get inside. And why is one of my guys pulling up in one of our vans at this hour? That is kind of crazy. Huh. Weird. All right. We'll talk to everybody later. Daviate a few.
All right, have a good one, John. We'll catch you later. I know what you mean. My Yaesu there, my trouble with that one was it wasn't putting out what it was supposed to. I'd set it for 25 watts, and it'd be putting out 39 and a half. So that's where the finals went out. If you got any higher than 25 watts, boom, the finals were gone. So, but anyway, that's water under the bridge there. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. TEWOK, Jerry.
Hey, 7-3, Sean. Yeah, thanks for the advice. I gotta look into that. Since I have to do this OT for the next month, I don't know how long after that. It's gonna be, it's crazy.
Well, make it while you can. You never know what's ahead.
Well, I work at the
famous glass house, and well, the ashtrays are full, says Farley, so they're taking the wrecking ball to it.
Oh, wow. So you're going to be out of work, or are you just moving to a new location?
I'm top of the seniority list, so I just was telling the timekeeper today, hey, when can I go start midnight shift at the ITEC building?
Yeah, I worked out a few midnight shifts there. Wow, that was hard to get used to. The body never did seem to get used to it.
I've been doing it for, I don't know, since 98, I think. Yeah, 97, 98, something like that.
Oh, well, it definitely sounds like you got used to it. It seemed like, I don't know, I don't think I ever spent more than about a year on midnight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've gotten pretty used to it. Just lately, I got this, I got this item from, off of Amazon. It's a, 7.8 hertz or something. It was like $40. I don't know. Every time I turn it on, I seem to have a few dreams or whatever for the amount of hours that I'm sleeping, and then Alexa wakes me up.
Oh yeah. They got some of that stuff on YouTube there. Some kind of sounds and music at certain frequencies that's supposed to give you a lot better sleep there. It seemed like I tried one or two of those, but I didn't really notice much difference.
Yeah, I found a few of the ones on YouTube. They haven't been too bad. This thing's on Amazon, and they give you some earbuds to plug into it, and it's kind of weird. It's way down there. It's like way down before the AM band. It's 7.8 hertz. But they give you some earbuds if you want to hear what it sounds like, and it just kind of sounds like a AM you know, electrical noise, you know. Kind of electrical noise or whatever.
Yeah, right. For some odd reason, machine noise. When I was making snow at Pine Knob there, we'd sometimes go in the compressor house. Tons of big compressors running to pump air up all those hills kind of thing. And pretty noisy. All big electric motors kind of thing. And if we got wet, we'd go in there and take our coats off and set them on the compressors and they'd dry up nothing flat. But it only took about 5 minutes to listen to that, and we were sound asleep.
Oh, okay. What, did they use that on top of the hills? They would, like, refrigerate them or something? And then I know they had those snow-making machines.
Excuse me, down at the bottom of the hills, there's a garage there, and then they got a compressor house, and then they got a pump house. And the compressor's got, I don't know, must be 15 or 20 very large compressors all piped together that run, I think it's 3 or 4 inch pipe up the hills. And then the pump house has got this gigantic well with a huge pump that pumps water up there. So we got to take torches with us, and you go up on the hill and find one of the some of the outlets, and you'd have to heat it up with the torch, because it always freezes at ground level kind of thing, and above ground level, and then connect the hoses up, and away you go. It's quite the operation.
You said that was for Pine Knob?
Yeah, and we'd have to do it at night, you know, after the hill's closed, because you can't really take them 3-inch fire hoses and drag them out on the hills, and people would be breaking their necks and all kind of liability suits.
Oh, yeah. KTHI Mobile. Yeah, real good. So what did you work for Chrysler when you were delivering to Brampton?
No, at that time I was working for Modern Engineering, and we had built a couple of robotic door lines for the Chrysler LH, and they were putting them in their plant in Canada, but this was a shop that actually built the doors for them, and then would ship them over to Chrysler to put on the cars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my son was working for Duckworth. They're over in Plymouth. They make conveyors and stuff. And he was dealing with paint ovens. But they laid him off. Anyway, I guess he went over to Canada a couple times, and apparently he's going over there because Duckworth didn't give him the right paperwork or whatever. I don't know. I'm hoping it kind of gets resolved because, you know, he can't, like, visit his aunt if he wanted to.
Yeah, it can be a real pain in the neck if you're, you know, if you're going there on for recreation or whatever, it's, you know, it's usually you breeze right through. But if you're going to work, you're not supposed to work in the first place. You're supposed to supervise while Canadians do the actual work kind of thing. But, you know, we were doing it anyway kind of thing. the place just didn't have money. A whole other crew while we stood around watching, you know, kind of thing, told them what to do. But anyway, yeah, they get sometimes at the border, they got tight one Sunday night kind of thing, and they even had a couple of old ladies, I think they must have been in their 70s or 80s, and they were searching their car for drugs and stuff, and they hauled us in the building there and put us in a kind of a drunk tank kind of thing, you know. The guys were complaining, there was a couple other guys that in their own vehicles that had pulled up there at the same time, and you guys are complaining, and I finally just got tired of listening to them. I said, listen, you're getting paid by the hour. We're getting paid for the road time. It's Sunday night, so it's overtime anyway. We're making big money here. They're doing you a favor. So just lay down, take a nap while you get paid. And probably about 15 minutes later, they came in and let us go. KTHWOJ.
KTHWOJ. Oh, okay, very good. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows who they hire and stuff. I don't know. I kind of would like to see that new bridge open. I won't go on the Ambassador Bridge. If I go the way of Windsor, I'll take the tunnel. And I'll go the Blue Water Bridge if I'm headed to my sister's house, because I actually did that proposal 6 thing that they, you know, I don't know, that Mulroon family, they're just greedy.
Well, I don't know any part of government or politicians that aren't, you know what I mean? In fact, I could probably apply to most of us.
Yeah, but the thing is, with the new bridge, it goes, like, around the city, and the Ambassador Bridge, it went right down here on Church Road, and it was a constant parade of trucks, and, you know, it was driving all the residents nuts, whereas the new thing, it goes around the city, and it's kind of like M5. You know, there's, like, so many miles, and then there's a traffic light, and then it dumps you right on the 401.
Oh, okay, I got you. I've been wanting to head over there. I was watching a guy from Windsor there fishing the river, and they got, I mean, along the whole river there, it's almost like a park along the whole doggone river. Everybody, you know, there's a lot of guys fishing there. They catch a lot of nice walleye. And I kept wanting to go over there, but
I didn't have the passports and the enhanced license and all that, and I thought, oh, it's going to be a pain. I guess it's easy enough to get into Canada, but getting back into the U.S. was the problem. So I haven't bothered to go yet, but most of my travels went through the Blue Water there. I lived on Lapeer, and so I'd cross over in Sarnia and then head over towards Toronto.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I hear you. Well, I had a passport, and it expired. I took it over. They had a air show at the Windsor Airport once, and so I took, like, a shuttle. I took this shuttle to the from a shopping center. I had to keep the passport with me. I didn't want to leave it in the car. And so it was like overcast and dreary that day, kind of like drizzle, kind of whatever. And it messed up my photo on my passport.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, that must have went over like a lead balloon in a submarine there. when you tried to cross with that thing, no picture.
Oh, no, I still had a picture, but, you could tell it was water damage. So after that, I got the enhanced license instead. But I guess now they've got a passport, they got a passport ID card you can get. My coworker, like, he likes to go to take these trips to Costco trips to Mexico, and he's got like a passport ID, and then he has his regular passport. I guess it's another $10 or $20 for the driver's license size ID.
Yeah, I just renewed a license not too long ago, and I was hoping to get the enhanced, but apparently I didn't know you had to have a passport or a birth certificate, and I didn't have either one of those with me, so I didn't get the enhanced again.
It's kind of gone down. It was like $50 or $55. I think now it's like $36, but yeah, you could always go back and reapply for it or something. Anyway, well, I'm here in the driveway. Nice to make your acquaintance, and have a good weekend. KGHHS.
Okay, Jerry, nice to talk to you, too. You have yourself a good one, and be safe out there. We'll catch you later. KGHWOJ, I'll be clear and hitting the feed bag.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KCAKKO, KKWOJ. You out there running the road to town?
KCAKKO, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Rick. Are you out there? KCAKKO.
Yep, sorry about that. The repeater over here was ID. So how's the road warrior doing today?
Well, yesterday I did about 450 miles, and today it's all local, you know, my service area, you know, Ann Arbor, Lake Orion, and Redford. So no far plans today, but we got to go back up to Petoskey next week. Just got to figure out what day we're going to do it and probably stay the night.
Well, if you got to stay the night somewhere, I think Petoskey would be a great place to do it. How's the shoulder, by the way?
Oh, no change. I mean,
it settles down and then it flares up, and it's, so the docs has ordered an MRI. I'm doing that next Wednesday. And then I follow up with them a week later to see exactly what the next game plan is.
Figure out something there. I got the same thing. I had a back surgery back in the 80s, and it was my misfortune that four brand new surgeons out of school showed up, and instead of this experienced old guy doing the job, these four took a shot at it, and they knocked out a big chunk of one of my vertebrae kind of thing, and I've been paying for it ever since kind of thing, and there doesn't seem to be nothing they can really do about it. They could have accused it at the time, but they were too busy. They had other surgeries to get to kind of thing, so it's been getting worse ever since, so I know what it's like dealing with something they can't seem to do nothing about.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India.
JCK Joe, go ahead, call in station, and I'll take it back over to Rick.
Hey, Rick, and everybody, I was on frequency here. The name here is Brad. Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta, and I'm located in South Windsor. Over to you, Rick.
Hi, Brad. I thought I recognized the voice there. I just couldn't remember the name. Hope you're doing good today. T-A-W-O-J. Go ahead, Tom.
Morning, Brad. This is Tom. Tango Oscar Mike. Call sign Kilo Charlie 8 Kilo Juliet Oscar. KCK Joe. Where are you located at, Brad? You said Southwestern. That's all I got. Unless you're talking about Southwestern University. Go ahead.
Windsor, Ontario. South Windsor, Canada. Over.
Yep, he's over on the other side of the river there. Go ahead now.
Okay, because I thought I had heard KFA, but that's over there in Windsor, that should be a VE3.
Yeah, it is very busy here. Especially the main roads. It's very busy here. VE3 CCI.
Well, it's kind of warm over here this morning, and a little bit of fog still. Hadn't burned off yet. I don't know if it looks like it's good on this. Sun don't look like it's going to shine at all today. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, it's foggy. I got 36 degrees on the dashboard. Heading over to Lake Orion. Got to take care of that. Then I got to go to the office, pick up the registration tab for this week, and then off to my next adventure kind of thing. Thank goodness it's only Redford, Ann Arbor, and Lake Orion today. Yesterday was a haul. That was a lot of work going to the top and going home. It was just a long 13-hour day. Brad, give me your call sign.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India. Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India.
Well, I have no idea what to drive. I haven't been over up to anywhere near Traverse in probably almost a year. I kind of miss it, too.
Oh, I did that earlier in the week. Went to Traverse City. And then, where did we go? Did we go to Flint and Traverse City, and then we shot down to, I forgot where we headed down to, somewhere by Grand Rapids, something like that. Yeah, we were all over this week. I got 25,000 miles on this truck, and that's in the past few weeks. I put probably about 3,000. Hold on a second. All right, I'm back. Traffic accident over here on Rochester Road. But two kids going to school and one keep on the other, so. They already got their phones out and they're already making phone calls, so. Yeah, I'll go through that.
over to Brad.
Yeah, there's always traffic everywhere you go. It's pretty, yeah. Yeah, people going to work, people going to school. Yeah. It's there's like construction everywhere. VE3CCR, over to you, Rick.
Well, Tom, at least you only got a hop and a skip to go from Lake Orion to the office there. That'll be kind of nice on a real short trip.
Yeah, I got to go to Brown Road and Joyston, or Joslin area, right there. And then my office is right there off of University of 75. So, yep, quick hop down to the office, get a little bit of sanity, and then head on up from there.
Yeah. So I heard that the Dearborn Fusion repeater is back up. Does anybody go on it or anything? Please, go ahead, Rick.
No, Brad, I haven't been on Fusion in quite a while. I got 3 Fusion radios, but I haven't used them in quite a bit there. I've got into DMR, and I've been fooling around with that on digital for quite a while now. I may have to get back into it before I forget how to use it. John, go ahead. KUWJ.
I didn't realize there was a Fusion tower in Dearborn. I got Detroit in there and Howell. I'd have to look and see if I saw a Dearborn, but I don't remember seeing a Dearborn. So, I'm usually on the Detroit one, Brad, so it's always on and it's always being monitored on my A channel. So, do a call out there on the Detroit one, and I'll probably hit you up there too.
Are you talking about the 145210? Is that the one?
No, the one I got is 146.760. Let me see if there's another one. Maybe there is one for, hold on a second. KJKGL, go ahead. Rick, sorry, I didn't mean to jump in.
Oh, that's okay. 146.76, that's the, forgot the call sign, but that's the Spirit of 76 there. Yeah, they got Fusion there also. It goes up through the Eastern Michigan link, I think.
Yeah. I used to be on there when it was analog, and all of us would ride through on there during the night. When I first got licensed back in 2005, so we would write you on there for a lot. B3CCI.
All right, Tom, I think we messed up the order there.
Oh, no, you're fine. Yeah, the Fusion I got to Detroit is 4676. I don't have the 45, dot 210 or whatever the one that Brad has. I remember that's part of the, I just got the Eastern Michigan link. And then I got the Who Cares Fusion in there.
What frequency is the Who Cares Fusion link in there? B3CCI, over to you, Rick.
Yeah, if I remember right, I think the Who Cares is on the Warren. There's a KWYN, I think, that's got Fusion, too. I think that's the one you're talking about. And the 146.76, that's K8HR. They go up to Eastern Michigan there. And then there's the 210 in Detroit. I think that's on top of the Rensen, if I'm not mistaken. I used to use that one myself. Go ahead, Tom.
KJKGO. Yeah, the Fusion on Detroit, on top of the Renton, I think that's the GM. And that's on UHF. Going through my channels here, but I don't see anything to do with Dearborn on.
Yeah. Yep. but I should check off that war repeater. I don't know if anybody's monitoring that one all the time, but yeah, B3CCR. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I was just looking up in repeater book, although that repeater book leaves a lot to be desired, but I don't show nothing in Dearborn either. There is one in Bluefield, but 888GK, Clarkston, Sterling Heights, Oakland, Warren. Oh, the Warren, that's W-A-8-E-R-O, K-8-U-U-O in Mount Clemens.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Oh, I was wrong. Here it is. K-A-U-T-T in Dearborn. 147.270.
Well, that's one more I got to add into my list when I get a chance. It means I got to take my radio out, I got to take it upstairs, I got to plug it into my power supply, plug in my laptop. I could probably do it here on the fly in the truck, but when I have time.
Oh, okay. What radios are you guys using? B3CCR, over to you, Rick.
Yeah, I got a 991A that's over the corner collecting dust, and then a FT300D mobile. That I like, and then a 70B handheld. That was a nice radio too, but the battery's so doggone small, it doesn't last for very long. Tom Glenn.
And I got the FTM 310DRASP. I think that was a replacement for the 300D. I cannot find the 300D on DX Engineering, so. I'm like, oh, look, 310D. Okay, they must be the newer model, so that's what I ordered.
Yeah, I got the FT991A and the FTM300D and the FT70D, which is all Yaesu. So, yeah, P3CCR, over to you, Rick.
Yeah, now, Brad, that 300D, did you know you can run that as a fusion node? There's four different ways it can boot, and you could actually run that thing as a node. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, the 310 could do that, too. You're talking about WireZX node? Yeah, this one can do it as well.
No, I didn't know that can do that. You would have to have a computer or an Android phone to do that, or what's the easiest way?
Yeah, there's a special cable you get. It's got two cables, two connections, or four connections. One that goes to radio, and the other one goes to a computer, so you can get into your Wi-Fi or, you know, onto the internet kind of thing. And then it's just how you boot up. There's four different ways you can boot up as a, just as a node where you can't use the mic and transmit and all that kind of stuff. Or you can boot up and have it as a node, and you can transmit and receive on it, so it's like a normal radio. It's kind of fun. And Tom, I figured if the 300 did it, the 310 ought to also probably does it better. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I was reading something on that. I got kind of confused. I'm still learning this radio. Like I said, I just put the basics in it just to get on the air. I put all the fusion repeaters in there, obviously. But, that's another project for another day. Got the book with me, but I haven't learned how to front panel program it yet, but I will get there. Over to Brad. This is KJO4IG.
Yeah, B3CCR for ID. Yeah. That FTM300D that I got, it has a voice synthesizer. Well, I got the voice synthesizer for me because I'm totally blind and I'm a white tuner, so B3 Yeah. Most of my Kenwood radios have the synthesizer in, which is pretty cool. Over to you, Rick.
Oh, that's great. So it does an indie and running the radios. That's great. But you know, if you ever just either of you decide to run the radios as a node, you got to go to Wires X and get a node number. You know, like you would with All-Star or anything else.
All right, guys, I got to jump out of here. I'm just about at my destination. I got to hook up with the other technician that's waiting for me. So I will catch you all later. 73 KCAK Yep,
73 Tom. Over to you, Rick.
Yep, have a good one, Tom. We'll catch you later. Take care and be careful. KNWOJ. Brad, I think I'm going to get out of here myself. I'm on the front porch here having a cigar and getting a little chilly, so I think I might head. It's not really cold. It's just this dampness kind of goes right through you. But anyway, I think I'm going to head in where it's warm and hug the pillow for a while. So you have yourself a good one. Always good to catch up with you. Take care, and we'll catch you later. KNWOJ.
Yeah, 73, Rick. I'm going to say 73 as well. I have some stuff to do, so, yeah. Catch you later. B3CCR, clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
FQW, signal check.
KACAK jail, sounding good here. I'm in Troy 16 and Crooks.
Appreciate that. KFA FQW, clear.
What tower are you at? Where are you at? You over here in the Detroit area or another area?
I'm probably about 7 miles from Saginaw Bay, a little town called Akron. I'm going through KB8ZUZ repeater out of Mayville. Over.
Yeah, Mayville's a good repeater. Yeah, that's part of Central Michigan Network. Okay, I'm on the Warren repeater, which is the FBI repeater linked to the Central Michigan Network. So, yeah, you're coming in really good. 5-9, I'll say. KCK Joe, safe travel.
Copy that. Good information. I appreciate that. KF8 FQW, clear.
currently connected to CMN Network.
KE8VSI Mobile.
How are you now, KC8KGO?
I am just doing a couple errands, CVS, smoke shop, and Lotto store.
Oh, that reminds me, I gotta hit a smoke shop. I need another vape.
Yeah, I had to get some juice for mine. The Lotto store doesn't carry what I want, so now I gotta go to a different store. But that's okay. Just down the street. I was in the fog. I'll be home in no time, unlike you. I'll put like a half a dozen miles on and you'll do like 150.
Well, I did 460 yesterday. Altogether, probably about 1,500 for the week. I could be wrong. Could be more, could be less. All I know is I'm at 25,000 now on my van. Earlier it was 24,000.
Holy wowzers. Yeah, that's some driving, that's for sure. So, but very good. Anything new and exciting going on?
Yeah, I went into the office to get the tabs for this one. And the install manager says, you have to go into another truck. I'm like, what? Can I get this one? And they're like, no, because it's a site vehicle and fleet operations won't transfer it over to me. So there's another full-size van waiting for me that I have to move all my stuff once again into another full-size. All because this one can't be assigned to me.
Ah, boy, that sounds like a logistics problem that they just don't want to fix. Yeah, I don't know what their side of it is, but from your perspective, it's kind of a pain in the butt.
I don't know. This fleet service really is just a pain in, you know, in my derriere and my managers and my other managers. You know, it's really funny. It's like, well, the other office over in Medicine, you know, over in Medicine Heights, you know, they all have, like, site vehicles, blah, blah, blah. But I think the site vehicle means that I drive to the office, pick it up, do my drive, drive it back, and then go home in my own personal vehicle. Or the assigned one stays with me for the duration of the lease or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. It's stupid. 100% stupid. That's all I know.
Yeah, I can see the difference between that, but I don't know why you couldn't do any which vehicle for whichever. I'm sure they all got GPSs in them that they track you on. And other than that, what's the difference, you know? And, of course, in your situation, you definitely want the one that stays with you. So I guess you just got to play the game.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be another van. I'm going to put some mileage on it. Of course, hoping to do it Monday. Just got to get the keys, but my coworker says I wouldn't take it unless they have a gas card in there. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to be stuck paying the bill for the fuel for this thing. But I'm doing two trips, and I'm filling it up twice a day, sometimes three times a day. You know, that's almost $200 in one day.
Right. Oh, I thought you had that regardless, but okay, so you're just carrying that, not that you don't just get reimbursed and pay it, but yeah, you shouldn't have to do that.
Oh, yeah, if I spent $200 on a Wednesday, I wouldn't see it again until the end of the month, because it takes at least three pay periods for it to go through. With all the, my minute, I have to take a picture of the receipt, submit it, and concur. My manager has to approve it. And then it has to go up the ladder and say, oh, yeah, that's a valid expense. And then they pay it out. And then it's considered additional income back on my paycheck. So, of course, I'll probably get taxed for it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've done the whole expense route before. and that's a big balance for you to carry. That's ridiculous. But to be considered income, that's flat out wrong, probably illegal.
Oh, no, they probably don't. Don't get me wrong. You know, don't misinterpret it. I'm just being sarcastic of how long it takes me to get repaid.
Right, okay. So it's a line item on your check, but it's not, it doesn't go through the payroll channel of deductions. So yeah, I've had that before too, so. Alrighty, so when does this transfer occur?
Well, they want it sooner than later, but like I said, if there's no fuel card for that vehicle, I am not taking it until I get the fuel card. And I don't want to do it on a cold day, because that sucks in its own right.
So, all right, they want it one way, you want it another way. And that's another thing, a fuel card comes with a vehicle. You should just have a fuel card, period, because it's a business expense, and you're floating them alone constantly until you are done working for them. And then if they go out of business, you're on the hook for it. That's not cool. But not that that's going to happen, but that kind of thing.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen anytime soon. Just that the fuel card stays with the vehicle. So the fuel card stays with the vehicle, and I have an individual PIN. So I can grab any vehicle on the lot, drive it, and if I have to put fuel in it, I use that fuel card, put down the mileage, then I put my driver's ID in there, and they know that it's me driving that vehicle temporarily.
Right, okay. Oh, the fun of keeping track of things for other people. But, all right, I'm at my destination. Don't know if I'll be back out or not. I got to return a call, but we'll see. Where are you off to right now?
Well, I just got done in Troy, and now I'm heading to 96 and Telegraph. Gonna go take some equipment down there because they're leaving the building and they want it at the other site. So I have to go take it all apart. Yippee-ki-yay. KCKJO.
All right. Well, that's not too big of a run there. So you have fun with that. I may or may not be back. We'll talk to you soon. 88 VSI.
Sounds good. 73 for now, KCKJO.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8BD. KE8WUOW8BD.
KE8WUO.
Did you get my homework assignment?
I don't think so. I'm not familiar with it yet, but I'll check my email now. Hey, Wally, what am I looking for here? I checked my email and my Discord, and so far I don't see any homework for me.
The WinLink thing. Last night.
You mean to tell me you actually did a WinLink email? I will check it right now.
Yep, I found my Windows 3.1 computer, hooked it up to my 56K modem, and did it.
Well, very good. I am impressed. I wasn't sure that machine would still boot up, but cool. Yeah, I just checked my email, and I do have something from you. So I will read your homework and see what you got down, and we'll go from there.
Mine was simple. All I said is my lights were out.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, looking over it now. Looks good to me. I was surprised. We got quite a few, so I was pretty happy with how it went last night. Seems like most of the guys were able to find some way to send out a Telnet message, so pretty decent. A couple of them we'll have to probably walk through a little class with, but overall, I think it went real well.
I was actually impressed with it, so that was a good job. It beats all those other mundane questions. That was a good one. So I thought, you know what? I like that. So that's why I participated. I thought that was a good job. Plus, the next set is going to be Wind Lincoln 10s.
Yeah, I tried to make it as similar to a set as I could, where, you know, we know there's some sort of service outage or some sort of anomaly in the area, and we're working to find out what it is and asking everybody to kind of send out a situation report so we can kind of digest some of what everybody's seeing and find out if anyone's got a 747 in their backyard, and then that would help to answer some of our questions. So yeah, it seemed like it was a good drill. I felt a little off at the beginning. It felt a lot like how I felt during the set. So I think I probably should work on that a little bit. But it was good practice for me as well. So all good all around. And I think we surprised everybody with the change of pace there. And I think it went well.
Yeah, well, you got my kudos. Good job. All right, I think that's it. So I will chat with you a little bit later. I'm heading towards Armageddon. I'm probably going to fall off the planet. I've got to do a little bit of investigating here for Marion. So we shall talk soon. WAB.
All right. Very good, sir. 73s. Have a good day. Don't work too hard.
Yeah, I got to work hard today to make up for all my make-believe work. I have a couple days. So my volunteerism, had a good time with that, too. I'll give you an update next time I see you. Have a meeting.
KE8WUO. I'll be clear but monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
APR.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Did I hear Cujo out there? K4GYQ.
Yeah, I'm on the submission and I highly repeat here. Zone number 23. 669 through Flint. On my way home. How you doing, Joe? KJO.
Not bad now, considering I got done talking on the phone with some problems. You know, tech support to companies that don't do tech support and don't do quality assurance. They get me ticked, and they don't want to hear what I have to say. But that happened a couple hours ago. I'm kind of calmed down now. Back to you.
Well, that's my job. I provide tech support, software support. Hardware support. I can't fix the software. I call the manufacturer. And then I get them to call me back 2 hours later. I get it. I bill your
name. K4GYQ, you must be in a rough spot. I picked up what you said there mostly, but very in and out and broken up a little bit. But are you hearing me okay?
Oh, yeah, I hear you just fine, Joe. Like I said, I'm on 23 North, coming off Holly Tower, which is on the other side, off of 75. I'm coming up to the split in about 9 miles.
QSL on that. Being you do tech support, do you think quality assurance and customer satisfaction is being on hold for a half hour listening to the repetitive music, lousy music, and same commercial information said, a 1 minute commercial said over and over again for a half hour is good customer support? What do you think?
Well, that's what I feel you mean. I waited on hold for an hour. Hour and a half, 2 hours, listening to the same old music like you, but for a different reason. What do you think I need technical support on, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it's for services that I won't get into personalized, nothing unusual, just a phone line, a phone connection for support for a company that should be answering their phone and put you on hold for a half hour. When you call and they say, we're waiting on other customers first, and we'll be with you as soon as we get to you, and then they start giving you advice about your service and this and that, like repetitive over and over for a half hour, same information over and over. And there's only about a minute of information, but they repeat it 20 times or more. And it just, you can't mute it. I'd rather have dead space on hold for a half hour than listen to that garbage.
I would rather listen to on-hold music, actual music, like you used to do. You listen to a local radio station, while you waited on hold, and then pick you up. But now because it's so AI-generated and all over the place. Some of the places I call support on, they're not even in the United States.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. I love it when they say, I'm an automated system. I can understand full sentences. And then you say, talk to a live agent. That does not compute.
Yeah, I go customer representative. And I go, hold on, while we get you a customer representative, you know, so I said, put that while I'm calling. But when I call up my product support, you know, I have to go to the global center of
I think you stopped talking there. I heard some of that last transmission, not all of it, and that cut out. But, yeah, I love it when they say, you are fifth in line. It could be more than 20 minutes, and it ends up being 45 minutes. And I keep repeating, you are fifth in line for 45 minutes. You are fifth in line.
And I remember the old days when they
That was rough copy on that last one. You were just almost more than 50% noise and just all through the transmission. You must be in a bad zone there or in between something.
Yeah, I'm on the other side of this.
Well, sir, have safe travels home, if that's where you're going, and hope your day went well. Hope you're hearing me. But I'll let you go since it's rough copy, and you might need to concentrate on traffic, I don't know. But always good talking. So 7-3 for now from KE4ZYQ.
Get a transmit to Flint and listen on Holly, ABY.
Thanks, Lance. I'm going to jump over there now.
Well, that transmission last one was perfectly clear, wasn't it? KE4ZYQ. How's Lance doing today?
Yeah, I forgot. I got a transmit on Flint, listen on Holly. I got a phone call. I'll be back, guys. KTKGL.
Yes, I assume Lance is doing good. KE4ZYQ.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Charlie 8 Kilo Juliet out here on the road again.
Unfortunately.
Oh, same here. I'm just going down into Richmond to meet up with family for dinner.
and go back up to Memphis and help hand out water.
Okay, very good. Where is it? What's it, Tennessee?
Oh, no, Memphis, Michigan, which is north of Richmond, Michigan, over by Port Huron. I'm in the far northeast corner of Macomb County.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I just headed to work. Name is Jerry. Yeah, one of two four earlies, and then I've got a whole month of four overs. I really just, I don't know. I have mixed bag feelings about that, but, well, Dayton's coming up, and I'm going to be taking some time off in late April, get my camper ready. So at least I have something on the horizon.
Well, there you go. Where are you at? I mean, what city are you in?
I'm just into Romulus here. I'm at the very south edge of the DTW.
Okay, so you're coming off the Central Michigan Detroit Tower 175 then.
Yeah. I guess with this overtime, I'm going to be working. I'm going to get an amp for this mobile. DX has a 2-meter 440 80-watt amp. I don't know. For whatever reason, I'm like a black hole as far as popular repeaters go. I live south of the Metro Airport in Huron Township.
Are you talking about a mobile base, or are you on a mobile?
Yeah, I'm going to get one for the mobile, and then I'll have to go into my I'll have to go into my digital file for this FD100 and change out all the settings there to 5 watts.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, I'm about to hit my dinner destination. Hopefully you have a good night at work, and hey, grab all the overtime you can while you have the opportunity, because there'll be a day where it won't be there.
Yeah, that's for sure. I work at World Headquarters, and Farley's says the ashtrays are full, the building's old, so they're going to be taking, next year they're going to start to taking a wrecking ball to it. So, yeah, I might be going down to 40 hours, but I don't know, I may retire then, I don't know. 7-3, and have a good day, KG8HZ Mobile.
And have a good one, Casey. Okay, you're clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU, WAV.
Who'd you call, Wally?
I just noticed on ground wire, you tried calling me about 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was just going to let you know that I sent you both my code plugs, you know, my archives, but because of the computer I have to use to program, I had to use my ARPSC email, so I sent it from there to you on the same. So both my code plugs are at your ARPSC email.
Look there. We're going to go grab a bite to eat, and I don't know if you heard me talking with the guys over on 5-1, but the west side of the state's getting hammered pretty hard right now.
Yeah, a tornado in Three Rivers a little while ago. Hour or two or something, and then just now in Union City. So that's two confirmed on the ground. And the line that's just produced the Union City tornado is on a beeline for us.
Yeah, and like I said, Papa, you know, I bet that E-Dispatch, you're familiar with that. They just got issued a thunderstorm warning, so There must be some storms going on over there, too.
Yep. Might be a rocky evening, so. Seems a little cold, so hopefully that'll make anything that touches down weak. But, all right, I'll let you get to it. I just wanted to get those to you. And it looks like they're your code plugs, because both of them have that, Oakland zone. So it would have had to have been somehow, you know, you would have had to have been involved in that.
That's basically the Dream Cruise code plug for anybody that wants to help.
Yeah, both of them, that's it. Both of them have the Dream Cruise zone. So like I said, they both have to be some concoction out of yours. But like I said, I'm just looking for whoever the latest greatest is. If it's easy, if you just want to send it to me and I can do the work. But I don't know what all, you know, everybody's involved to at this point. I got the radio all tuned up. Now I just want to get it corrected and both of them, the handheld and the mobile. So, again, like I said, no big deal. Just wanted to let you know where they were for whenever you feel like playing with it.
I'm going to lose you. I was on the hot spot, and the all-star, and I'm going to lose you. I'll call you back probably an hour or so. We're going to step with some fish later.
Yeah, I was just clearing out, just letting you go. You guys have fun. Catch you later. W8FU.
Hey, Tim, if anything approaches this in a hurry, let me know, okay?
NAWRO Richmond, copy that. Will do, Wally.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NADBF. NADBF, DEWOG.
Evening, Rick. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Dakota? You at home?
Knocked the dust off the base station here that I haven't turned on in a bit. Figured I'd call out and see who's listening.
Excellent. Completely understandable. Just a little bit of static, but not a whole lot. You're getting out much farther than I expected.
Just realized I was on 1 watt. How about now?
Oh, geez, you're sitting in the room with me now.
Yeah, I think the fog must be screwing with it, because usually I keep it at 1 watt and it does fine, but I am going from my house to Richmond.
Oh, okay. How far is that from your house to Richmond? That's only, what, like 12 miles, 10 miles?
12 sounds right. I feel like I've done this before. I can do it real quick. But yeah, I think I'm about 12 from Richmond and 7-ish, maybe 10 from Romeo.
Oh, no kidding. I would have. Oh, yeah, I suppose that's right. Romeo's probably closer there. Well, cool. I've never talked to you on your base before.
Yeah, sadly, it doesn't get used as much as it should. It's a sweet setup that I'm very happy with. I just don't really get a chance to sit at the desk and talk on the radio a whole lot. And Richmond, as a crow flies, just the downtown from my house is 18 and a half miles.
Oh, okay. When I lived over in between Lakeville and Leonard there, I was going to, growing up and going to school there. That's about what it was from our place to Oxford High School. And we spent about 3 hours a day on the bus.
Sounds like my childhood. Not quite 3 hours, but I'd say every bit of 45 to an hour to school and back, because the route I lived out, if you know where Fort Proving Grounds are, I could ride my bike there. I was about a quarter mile away from it.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, I was on the other side, the west side of Ford Proving Grounds there, between there and Rochester Road there, just a mile off of Rochester Road. And, we spent an hour and a half in the morning, an hour and a half on the way home. We were the first ones to get picked up and the last ones to get dropped off. And on the way home, they would, instead of take the same route, they'd take the other route. So we ended up spending another hour and a half on the way home. We spent a lot of time on the bus. Had a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, I never hated the bus. But, man, by the time I turned 16, I was ready to get off of it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Once I had access to a vehicle there, I'd get up early and head out to the Lakeville Lake there and do a little bit of fishing. And then when I saw the school bus was going around the curves there, I'd head back to shore, jump the car, and go off to school.
Sounds like a pretty good childhood to get the fish before you get on the bus.
Yeah, I'd get all stinky from fish. And people stayed away from me the rest of the day. So are you feeling any better?
You know, aside from this occasional productive, annoying cough, which is assuming just after effect of the garbage I just had, I feel like myself. I feel, I'd say 99%. I think I need one more good sleep and I'm back at it.
Yeah, I've been seeing something lately here on YouTube about some new flu that's pretty nasty. I can't remember the name of it, what it's called, but I guess it's pretty nasty and lasts quite a bit longer than the normal flu.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell we have, but it was not fun. I lost my taste for, half a day. So I don't know if it was flu, COVID, nasty cold, who knows, but my wife ended up getting a steroid pack and that, or injection in a oral, and that didn't help. So I'm like, screw it, I'm just going to ride it out because I don't like taking stuff unless I absolutely have to. And the worst part is, like, 6 weeks ago maybe, we had the flu, you know, both ends flu, and we thought that was our one and done for the season, and then it flipped the switch and now we got the respiratory side of it.
Oh, that's never a good thing. I got the respiratory side of it all the time, but I deserve it. I smoke, you know. I've been trying to stay away from anywhere public except the grocery store and the pharmacy, which you can't really help. I don't really need any. I got enough troubles. I don't need any more, and I feel like I got to take enough pills like this, my breakfast and my dinner, you know.
Yeah, if you can avoid people for the rest of the winter, I highly recommend avoiding people for the rest of the winter because they're dirty and disgusting. I unfortunately have three young children that don't understand the concept of not touching, you know, the bottom of your shoes or the underside of your desk or the floor. So they get it, and then it's the trickle-down effect to where they get it in a couple days and then mom and dad are wrecked for a week.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yes, sir, I know what you mean, and I really got to give you guys a lot of credit. I have never in my whole life had the nerve to have a wife or kids. Just don't know how I deal with it. Heck, I don't know how I keep myself going. T-E-W-O-J.
That's why you got more guns than I do.
But it sounds like you got some nicer ones. we can both fix that sooner or later.
Tell you what, the kids definitely put a slowdown on how frequently I was buying guns. So did the wife. Not as bad as the kids did, but I mean, there was a point when I was living on my own, it was not out of the ordinary for me to buy a gun a month, and it was awesome. Trying to think of the last gun I bought. That's how sad it is. I don't even know what it is.
Actually, I haven't had a new one in a long time either, but most of mine came when I was working and going out on the road a lot, and I was only getting home one weekend every 2 weeks kind of thing. So there really wasn't time to spend any money. So I'd get home kind of thing, and I'd head over. There used to be a big Gander Mountain in Flint, and I became friends with the gunsmith there. And so I'd have 10 grand worth of paychecks in the mailbox when I got home kind of thing. And I hit the bank on Saturday morning, and then off the Gander Mountain, and sometimes I'd come home with two or three of them. But that quit long a time ago.
I miss that store. That was a halfway decent outdoor store. Before I went to Gander Outdoors, which was okay still, but Gander Mountain was the best. That was like my childhood outdoor shop. We went there for everything. I couldn't afford anything good back then, but, you know, just going there and looking at the stuff was sweet. But I'm literally racking my brain now trying to think what the last gun I bought was. It's either my 350, which that's years ago, or my Ruger American Gen 2 in 223, which is also probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, you got me beat. I'm thinking the last one I bought was quite a long time ago. It was a 700 mountain rifle in 708. But other than that, I got hooked on the ARs, and ever since then, I've been building uppers. So I've built quite a few uppers, though, since then. I kind of enjoy the heck out of that.
Yeah, I did that for a while. I built a lot of ARs and would either flip them or, you know, build them for buddies, and they just paid for the parts, or I don't know. I did a lot of that. I had a whole setup. I still have it all. Just haven't done it in a long time. The last one I put together, I think, was my dad's, that 6 arc. But, yeah, you know what? No. You know what it was? A Glock 43X. I bought one of those a year and a half ago, I think, from Cabela's, because it was on sale for like $489, and then went to town on that and did all kinds of stuff to it, and that was the last thing. So I didn't have anything on the horizon or that I even want either. Well, I lied. I don't know if you've seen a Rossi Brawler, but that doesn't really count.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I think I have seen those. And I've had the bug for a long time. I'd like to get a 22 mag revolver. I've really wanted one of those for quite a long time. So I might have to start looking into that.
Yeah, is it Ruger? Ruger makes one in 22 mag. I forgot what the model number is. It's like the LCR, which I had one of those in 357. That was a fun little gun, but I don't care for anything polymer except for Glocks. I wouldn't mind a GP100. I don't know why I want a 357 again, but I just think wheel guns are cool. Well, as far as hunting, I've got more shotguns than I know what to do with, and I got a rifle for every occasion, so it's really just handguns and toys now.
Yeah, I almost pulled the trigger on a new custom barrel for my Encore in 708. I think I told you before, my hunting calibers that I actually might go hunting with, I try to have two, you know, one of the same caliber as a backup. And I got thinking, I don't really have a backup for the 708 kind of thing. So I was looking at these Match Grade Machine custom barrels there, and I darn near pulled the trigger on it. I still might, but every time I get ready to buy the doggone thing, I think, well, I can't hunt as it is now, and things are getting worse, not any better, so... It'd be just a habit, I guess, and to play with it at the range.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. You know, they're toys, and I don't need any more toys. I got enough stuff to keep me busy. Look at, I've got a $100 radio sitting on my desk that I just turned on for the first time in probably 2 months.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I used to, I was constantly loading and testing ammo kind of thing, and then a lot of this nastiness hit, and I haven't been able to do much of that anymore, and I had quite a bit of ammo anyway. But now I'm getting to the point where I got to clean off. My bench is buried and stuff, and I got to clean that bench off and get busy loading again. Not that I'd be able to do that much shooting anymore, but pass it on to the family kind of thing. They'll have ammo ready to go.
That is one thing you can never have too much of. But on that note, the natives are getting restless. They're gutting the arch and grass cabinet, and my little one, who napped from 12:30 until about 20-30 minutes ago, is hungry. So I'm going to go take care of that, get these children ready for bed, but might catch you this week, and if not, I'll catch you next week for sure. I'll listen out. I'll be clear after yours. Head 8, DBF.
Okay, Dakota, always good catching up with you. Yeah, I saw the way you got your hands full. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. Be careful. T-E-W-J. KSEAKJO.
N-A-W-R-O, Richmond. How's things going up there, Tom?
Well, when I left, before I came down here to JJ's, they're making a big hole in the road. Brand new one that we just had redone, well, resurfaced. And then my street, Potter, right by the gas station. A big old hole there, too.
Do you got water at your QTH, or no?
As far as I know, I mean, she, Mayor said we have water, so did the fire chief and DPW. It's just the water mains are cracked and they got to seal them.
All right, copy that. Dave gave me a briefing, so tomorrow a.m., if you can keep me posted one way or the other and let me know. And if we need to get some guys up there to help with the water, we can do that.
Yeah, was he able to touch base with the mayor?
I'll give you a PX. You got time?
Yeah, give me a couple of minutes. I gotta go to Wild Bill's, and then I'll have you give me a ring on my work phone. Sound good?
Yeah, no rush. Or put it this way, just give me a call when you can. Either cell phone or Hoyt. Either way. Whenever you can, no rush. I just NAWRO after you.
Copy that. Yeah, I just got to run in here, and then I'll be back on the road for a couple of minutes, and I'll give you a jingle before I get into town.
That'll work. Sounds good. NAWRO clear.
KKKJO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Well, visibility is probably about a quarter mile up here on M-19. KKKJO.
And that's the other thing. It's foggy out there. 10-8-W-R-O.
Yeah, but if we have a good gust front, you know, at least just a decent gust front, it'll blow all this out of here, and it'll be cleared up. It'll be raining, but at least you'll be able to see.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. That's true. Get the gust front coming in, it'll blow all that away.
Yeah, I think we only reached like 48 today or something like that, so the convection probably isn't going to be all there that much to make this anything substantial, in my opinion.
More than likely, you are correct, but to be determined, I guess.
Well, with the weather on the west side, I mean, the instability, you know, after all that, you know, stabilize the atmosphere to a point. So, like Jeff says, I think it's going to peter out before it gets to us. And I don't think it's going to be anything substantial.
substantial. Maybe a lot of heavy rain, but that's about it. I don't think anything more is going to come of it.
I know you're still on the road, but did you see the picture Wally posted?
Not yet, but my son showed me the video at dinner. And to me, it looks like, I mean, the way it was hitting up there, it looks like an EF1 at least.
Well, I guess Skywarn season may be starting early. We'll see. NAWRO.
I'm going to call this an Indian spring, like Indian summer in the fall. KJO.
Yeah, we all know we're not done with snow yet. We're still going to see some more. But we're getting close. Time marches on.
NAWRO, KJKJO.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Tammy says give her a call tomorrow morning. She can use the help.
Copy that. Will do. NAWRO.
Yeah, I'll text her. I'll text you her cell. And she said 8 o'clock this morning. If you want to give her a call tomorrow. And I am at my home TGH, so I got to let the puppers out because they're both licking the window. And I'll be on the HT once I get inside. KCKJO.
I got her cell already, Tom. But copy last. NAWRO clear.
KCKJO. KLAX mobile. K8LAX. This is K8LAX. Go ahead.
NAWRO in here, too.
Is everybody getting on a Mac conference? Is that on the back phone, or are we going over to 47.2? I'm just about to walk in the house. I haven't got in there yet. I had a phone call. Go ahead, Dean. Pass it over to Tim, and I'll catch you guys on the inside with my HD. KCKJO.
Is there a bat phone meeting? I don't know. I don't have a phone yet. I've got an extension, but not a phone yet.
Yeah, Wally just posted something on Discord to get over the ARPSC conference bridge over on the Hoyt. So far, nobody's there, I don't think, but. Dean, are you available tomorrow for a small ARPS detail, a semi-deployment?
What's going on and what time?
To be determined, it'll be tomorrow morning, probably a little later in the morning. Tom's town there has some water breaks, and they're passing out water at the fire station. So I'm going to coordinate with the mayor up there, and we're going to get some bodies up there to assist with that.
Copy that. When details are determined, let me know.
Copy. Will do. Tom, you back in yet?
W-8-B-P-D. Yeah, through the middle of the day, I'm available if you need help. Just if somebody texts me, or I usually have the radio on. But after breakfast, 10 o'clock-ish till whatever, 4, I should be free.
I copy that direct, Brian. I'll get you on the list. I'll let you know. NAWRO.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
CDWRO-KCKDO. CDWRO-KCKDO. Tim, you still out there?
NAWRO, go ahead, Tom.
I was asking about my HD. I got to go to Burton, so but I'll be monitoring. Hopefully, I can get in there.
All right, copy. Safe travels. I just was out putting the car in the garage, that's all.
Copy that. Sounds like Tom's over on 47-2 along with GLL. So I'm going to jump over there real quick.
Copy. I'll turn that one up as well. NAWRO, clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.